Hello, and welcome to Mike Fat on the Bayou. This is episode 37. It's Valentine's Day, people, which I like to refer to as Single Awareness Day. Although on this particular Valentine's Day, I do indeed have a Valentine. She goes by the name of Ms. Wanda Wisdom. We're pseudo-Valentines this year, and I think it's great. This song goes to her. I think it's particularly Wanda Wisdom in philosophy. And this is, I'm not telling you, just listen.
Yesterday may linger forever. Today may never be felt. Tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow may never come. Yesterday may haunt us forever. Today may pass in fear.
That was Yoko Ono with Tomorrow May Never Come. That's from the album A Story. And I'm not really sure on the story of that album. I think it was recorded and then never released, but later Rhino released it. Is it retarded that I have a visualization in my mind for how the opening credits of the film of my life will go? It's so funny, but that song is going to play and I'll totally be doing my day-to-day activities, like going to the laundromat and like buying groceries and things like that. And you'll see like the name of all the actors and the people that produce the movie, of course, because it's the credits, but that song will be playing. And then, you know, that little ending, da 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 da, will like lead right into the action, the story of my life, which will be a fascinating film. We probably could just end there because I think that pretty much covers it with the mundane activities. Hello, welcome to Mike Upon the Bayou. I'm feeling really sort of relieved today, and I think it was good. I posted a song last night that I kind of went back and forth about whether I wanted to do that, but I'm letting go. Yes, this has been a really interesting couple of weeks, and really it's sort of the culmination of sort of a thought process I've had for maybe a year or so of, you know, I blogged about it, blah-dy, blah-dy, blah, but seeing Jane Sibri actually sort of pushed me over the edge with some ideas about a sense of freedom. And also, like, part of that sense of freedom is that I am officially trying to let go of who listens to this show. And by doing that, I had so much fun today, like, planning in my mind how the show was going to go. Because screw it. This is fun. And I think that if I continue to just do my deal, part of it was like when I was watching Jane, perform. And in my mind, I was thinking, oh, poor Jane. She just has like 30 or 40 people here and she's going to perform. It's so sad. She got up there and did her deal. Her like kind of, she's a little kooky sometimes. And she just did it and she was totally into it and standing up there talking to bird sounds. And I don't know. She's just an inspiring person to me. And I'm glad I got to see her because I have a renewed love for Miss Sibri. Okay, so I wanted to play Yoko Ono today, mostly because of this comment I have for you. And I wonder if you heard that pop. But here we go. This is from Kenty, and it's kind of loud, so I'm going to start it soft and then turn it up.
Mikey Pod, Michael, this is Kenty from The Flatus Show, and sending this message to you. And Jose is over in the little bed there, taking a nap. He's sick. But I just want to say, I've been listening to your shows. I want to, you know, thank you for producing them. And I'm giving you this little audio comment to show you that people care. And I'm just glad you're doing it. So, you know, I want to hear more of your compositions. I know you mentioned my show the other day, and I want to thank you. That's very, very nice of you. And my listenership shot up, like, you know, up to 36, so still very small, which is fine with me. I really don't care. But I hope that, you know, your show becomes much more successful, because it really needs to be. It's a good show. It's a good show, needs to be listened to. And what else am I going to say here? I'm umming and awing all over the place. I don't know what to say. And I'm glad that you are finding Texas a nice place to live, despite the recent election. However, if you ever decide you want to get married, just come to Massachusetts, because you know what? Gay marriage is legal here. So, and it'll be legal soon in some other states, and then we'll just roll out the barrels and crush the opposition. So, anyway, you have a great selection of music. You know, I love Yoko Ono, too. And in one of my early podcasts, I think it's number 5 or 6, which isn't up anymore, I did a little tribute to Yoko Ono by performing one of her Fluxus pieces called Waterworks or Matchstick or something like that. Basically, I just lit some matches and poured water and, you know, that kind of craziness. John Cage crazy. So, keep up the good work, Mikey Pod. And I'll continue to listen. And you know what? You have tons of other people out there listening as well.
Thank you, Mr. Kenty. Really, thank you so much for the listener feedback. I got some feedback. Last week I was crying and whining about that. But you're not off the hook if you haven't sent me anything yet. Send me something. So and I heard from some other people too, and God bless you. It really, honestly, it really means a lot to get some response from somebody. Just, you know, that I'm not doing this out into space. But with my new sort of philosophy I'm trying to take is, I'm doing this first for my own enjoyment. And if you guys like it too, that kicks ass. So, when I got that from Kenty, it reminded me that years ago I tried to get started this other Yoko Ono piece. She has this is from a book called Grapefruit, Works and Drawings by Yoko Ono, with an introduction by John Lennon. And the introduction is funny. It just says, let me find it. Hold on. Introduction by John Lennon is one page. And the next page it says, "Hi, my name is John Lennon. I'd like you to meet Yoko Ono." And that's it. Okay, so here's the piece that I was planning on doing before and I'd like to do now. It's called Portrait of Mary. Send a canvas to a Mary of any country and have her paste her photograph. Have her send the canvas to the next Mary of any country and to do the same. When the canvas is filled up with photographs of Marys, it should be sent back to the original sender. The name does not have to be Mary. It also can be a fictional name, in which the case the canvas will be sent to different countries until a person with such a name will be found. The object to paste on the canvas does not have to be a photograph. It can be a numeral figure, an insect, or a fingerprint. 1962, spring. So here's the deal. And this piece to me is a lot about letting go of things. So as difficult as it is for me to not like set up a mailing list and have people sign up to have the portrait of Mary sent to them, I've chosen one person to send the canvas to, and that's Brad over at willingwarrior.com, for whom I have found an affinity. Is whom the right word to use there? Someone explain to me how who whom works in a way that I can remember. Hold on. Pardon me, I'm a little congested. I'm getting the canvas and sending it this weekend to Brad in Chile. I felt like I wanted it to go out of the country for its first destination. So beyond that, it's up to him. Ultimately, like the only, I'm only putting one request, and it's not a requirement, to the people who receive the Mary portrait, and that is that I'd like for you to take a photograph of it once you've added your addition to it, because really, I'll put the words, you know, the piece on the I lost my place. Anyway, I'll put the piece. Dang it! Oh, such language. Anyway, I'll put the piece up on the blog too, so you can read it again. But really, it's the way that it's worded is it doesn't have to go to someone named Mary. It can go to anyone you want, and you don't even have to put your own photograph. You can put a numeral, a fingerprint, or an insect. And in my opinion, well, I think that should be determined by whichever Mary gets it. So your name doesn't have to be Mary to participate. Yeah, we were laughing about the fact that she used the word Mary, and I wonder how many actual Marys will be receiving this. So really, it's out of my hands. I'm sending it to Brad on Saturday, and then from there, he decides what to do with it and so on. I'm just asking that people send a photograph once they get it and before they send it on to their whoever they choose. And I'd also like to have an audio comment about what the experience was like for you. And so ultimately, if all goes well, the piece will come back to me when it's filled with Marys. That sounds funny. When it's filled with Marys. And then, I don't know, I guess I'm supposed to keep it, or maybe we'll send it to Yoko Ono. Maybe we'll put a piece of paper and maybe I'll put, I don't know, we could maybe include some sort of certificate so people could sign their name on it too and put the country that they're from. That might be cool. So, but I think it's a really cool way for us all to sort of be connected. Since, you know, I feel really connected to a lot of the people that I've met via podcasting or even, you know, LiveJournal before I was podcasting. So this is a cool way for us to have some sort of physical connection, even if we are in different countries and states and that sort of thing. So that's my little cheesy idealism for today. And that's something that I tend to kind of hide because it doesn't feel real cool to be idealistic. Speaking of friends made via the internet, the Worst Music You've Ever Heard podcast is one of my favorite podcasts. It's comes out of Philadelphia. I've mentioned it before. It's Seth and Jessica. And I still don't know if they're married. I know that they are Valentines. Oh, yeah. But I forgot, or it just didn't connect to me that, oh, Seth is a musician, and he's got some music on his site. So I was listening through it last night, and I found this song that I really like. It's called Backspasm. And if you want to check out more from him, you can go to paintthesky.org or the Why Me podcast, whymepodcast.org. And I guess I need to put a link to his music. I guess I'm sure that's okay since it's on the web. And it does say download and share. So this song is called Backspasm, and it's by Seth.
Again, I'm on my own. he's had a back spasm, baby. I think I felt some pain in my back, baby.
You know, maybe I should have looked up Seth's last name. I can't pronounce it right. It's something like Jack A. I always think of the woman on 227. Jack A. Yeah, that's pretty funny. God, I get real. This is funny. I don't know. I'm just funny, you know? Just funny. Ramble Redhead. I listened to these interviews he did. I got to plug this again. I think I mentioned it, but it was before I had actually listened to the interviews. The Call to Duty tour is from what I understand, there are two guys that started it, and they're both military homosexual dudes, and they're doing the speaking tour to talk about what, you know, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell is really all about. So Ramble Redhead sent me a lovely voice feedback, audio feedback, just like all of you should be doing too. And here's what he had to say.
This is the Ramble Redhead. Thank you very much for making the promo about my Call to Duty shows that are coming up. I have two interviews up so far, and I will be posting some more up this week with basically three other people who are part of that group. So I would like everybody to check it out. You can check it out at RambleRedhead.blogspot.com, and I appreciate your comments at RambleRedhead@gmail.com. So if you could let me know what you thought of them, I would greatly appreciate it, and keep up the good work.
Wow, that was Satan. I don't know why sometimes... Uh-oh, sorry. Get ready for another noise. Oh, that wasn't too bad. That was Ramble Redhead talking about his... really well done interviews with these guys from the Call to Duty tour. And even if I do sound a little bit superficial or whatever, they sound fucking hot. I know that's awful, but they're really well done interviews, and really, really interesting to listen to. Just what it's like to be gay in the military and sort of the coming out process, and or being outed as one of them were. So go check those out, rambleredhead.blogspot.com. And if you want to learn more about the Call to Duty Tour, you can go to calltodutytour.com is what I wrote down here. I'm suspicious it may be .org. Oh, I have a little listener email for you from Mr. JW, who I need to call. I got the CD you sent me, dude. I suck it. Well, you know what? Yeah, I suck at not calling people back, and it's because I tend to hide from the world. I don't know if anybody else is like that, but I do. So, but I got a great email from JW. He's over at the MandrakeSocietyRadio.com podcast, which is another excellent podcast, you guys, especially if you're looking for some, you know, gay-oriented podcasts that aren't, you know, what you might typically find. I'm trying to say that without being rude. And I don't mean it rude at all. I just mean that there are a few out there that, whatever, you know what I mean. Okay. Here's what I got. He responded to the post I made last night. Michael, please share more of your music on the show. In your journey to be real, songs can speak volumes. I know the song you shared on Lament did. It was like recalling our phone conversations, and that song was the yeah that you often speak and leave to multitudinous interpretation. Please share your gift. Like I just heard... Oh, that was the podcast. The pod turning off. Like I said, stop worrying about the feed burner numbers on your show. You have other opportunities to gain numbers and ratings with Velvet Voice and shows you'll be doing. So, yeah, the rest is like a personal little touch. So, yeah, thank you, JW, and I appreciate that. And I'm going to call you since I'm done with this today, actually. Listener, let's see. I have this all organized in Gmail, but clearly I'm not as good about that. I got an email from Jake, too, in New York, who I'm going to... I can't say that on the show. Yeah. Sorry, that sounds really, that makes it sound really like a big deal, but it's not. Okay. he said something, here it is. On your last show, you talked about your discomfort with the gay community. Perhaps it's New York provincialism. Is that right? Provincialism? But I don't really get it. I know gay Republican bankers and radical fairies, folks who love marching in pride parades every year, and those who can't stand it, circuit party boys and deeply committed activists, and lots of people who don't fall into any one of those categories, or several. So this idea of a community, quote-unquote, mystifies me, maybe even more so because most of the time when I hear someone speak of the community, it is to express opposition to it. I'd love to hear your thoughts about that. I feel so Adam Curry reading these emails and then responding like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know that I have a response to that. I think part of what I'm going through with that is that I don't know what the gay community is, and maybe that's the problem that I'm trying to. You know, like when I think of gay community, I think of the circuit party boys and going out and doing whatever drugs those children are doing nowadays. And I don't know. I have a tendency, and I they say this is an alcoholic thing, but I think that maybe it's just a human thing, that I have a tendency to look for things that make me different rather than find the things that I'm like. So I'm trying to be real aware of that as I sort of go through this, because I've had a big resentment toward the gay community for years now, and it's not doing me any good. So it's nice. The podcasting thing is good because I'm meeting some new people and proving myself wrong. Like I talked about Brad, who was actually going to be the first Mary to receive the Portrait of Mary project. And, you know, like I had some beliefs about what type of person he would be, and I was way wrong. So, you know, I must do that more than just once in a while. So those are my thoughts about that. If you guys have thoughts, email me, mikeypod@gmail.com. I would love, 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 love for this to be a more interactive show. Oh, let's see what else. My cat is like, what are you doing? She just wanted to put her butt up in the air. All right. That's good. Okay. So, you guys wanted to hear more of my music, so I'm going to ease into that a little bit. And this is a band that I played in 19, it must have been 93 or probably 93, 94. It's called Violent Blue, and it was fun. And we got to open for some really cool people, like Oasis at Numbers we opened for. They were kind of dicks to us. They were pretty rude, which, you know, for some reason, I expected that. I thought that I already knew they were buttholes. But it was cool the way it happened, because their show was scheduled at this small place, and we were asked to open for them. And then they, like, totally exploded and got so popular. But we got to still be the opening act. So it was at Numbers in Houston, and it was just packed with people. And it was really a cool experience. So we opened for them. We opened for Violent Femmes once. We were, like, the opener at the BuzzFest. Year, like 93, 94. And Jennifer Trinan, who I haven't heard anything from in years, we opened for her at this little tiny bar out on Richmond. But anyway, the name of this song is A&E, and that's because those are the two chords. So I play keyboard on this, and I did some of the drum programming, and here it is. I'm scared about the level here. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
From night. Oh yeah, I'm recording. There we go. From 1993 or 4. I have the CD right here. Hold on. Let's see. 1994. I remember that because that was the year I got sober. Isn't that fantastic? So, yeah, it was an interesting year in that way because, well, I was playing in a band and we played at like this place called Laveau's and whatever. I think that song actually, A&E, was Song of the Year or nominated Song of the Year by Public News, which is no longer in existence. But anyway, those were the days, my friend. Those were the days. What'd you think? Did you like it? Do you want to hear it? Well, that's... Well, oh, I have some more Violent Blue stuff, but I think that's the only thing I have that I was... That was recorded when I was a member of the band. So, in closing, I'd like to state the following. Eat This Hot Show was recorded Sunday night. It's me and Reagan Fox and Wanda Wisdom, my pseudo-Valentine, and Puffy. Puffy Blubbercunt. And so, because Madge was... that was like the day after Gussie passed away, so she was not into, of course... doing the show. So it was the four of us, and actually it was fun. I was a little bit apprehensive about, you know, exactly how that would work, but it was quite nice. I had a good time. So I believe they'll post that show on Wednesday. And Velvet Voice, don't forget, I'm over at podcasternews.com. I'm one of like two or three top stories news shows, and you can subscribe to that whole feed, I realized, too. And you can subscribe to, you know, Dr. Fran, who I'm delighted with. I just love Dr. Fran. I've heard other people say that too. I like her too. And let me see. Let me pull this up real quick. Bicycle Mark did a show about Critical Mass and the film Still We Ride, or Still They Ride. And I got an email today. If you're in Houston, well, first off, go to my Bicycle Mark. .org and look for his show on Critical Mass. He interviews the producer of this film. Still They Ride, is that the name of it? Yeah. Yeah, where is it? Well, yeah, Still We Ride, sorry. So February 16th, that's Thursday, Houston Indie Media presents two films that look at the Critical Mass movement. And there's a bike ride, too. The bike ride is at 6:30 at Miller Outdoor Theater, and the movie is at 8 o'clock at Rice Cinema over at, you know, Rice University. If you are, I don't know if I'm even going to be in town to do that. I haven't found out yet if I need to be at a rehearsal, but I will be there if I'm in town. So you should be, too. It looks really cool. And that is all I've got for you today. Thank you for listening to Mikey Pot on the Bayou. Listener feedback. email mikeypod@gmail.com. And I'm looking at myself, my voicemail number real quick. I need to memorize that. 206-339-6682. Voicemail. You can leave a comment on the blog. And you can send a MP3 of a voice comment if you'd rather do that. Just email that to me at mikeypod.com. If you don't want to have this stuff heard on the show, you just tell me. I won't do it. I really, really want to hear from you guys. And, oh, my God, thank God I'm looking at this. Jesse, my friend Jesse, who is my tech savior, has started a business called Geek to Call. And he's doing tech support for people. You can go to thegeektocall.com for information. And I'd like to have him on the show. So I want to, like, if I can get you guys, like, writing to me and you have tech questions, send them to me and I'll pass them on to him and we'll get him on the show to answer them. He's a total badass and he's a lot of fun. So there's that, thegeektocall.com. I'm serious. And if you just need tech support, you can go to that website and... or you can just call 281-857-6517. I've gone on enough today. Send your tech questions if you like, and we'll have Jesse answer them for you. The end, my friends. Where's my closer thing? Where's my closer thing? Oh, here it is. Here it is. It's not too loud. No, it's not too loud. It's not even on. Here it is.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.